Access all areas with Bobby Norris.
The best of
2024 on FUBAR Radio.
It's time to access every single area. And we've got our next emergency. You ain't got any areas I want to access, Miss Ellen. I love you, but it's a no. So that sounds shady, but I think we know what time it is. Anyway, enough about my sexuality. We've just been joined by the legend, Kitty from Drag Race. Kitty, how are you, girl?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome.
Lovely to be here. It's lovely to be here in real life because when I've done you before, I've always been on Zoom.
You've done me on Zoom.
Yeah. So it's nice to be here in real life, in the flesh, you know.
You're real.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it though. Like when they were like, oh, you can overstay, I was like, you get a better vibe in real life, you know.
It's like real, it's like pulling up or sex.
Yeah.
You've been pulling up in me. And now we're going for
balls to the wall.
Balls deep, kits. Anyway, that's took a turn. Right, so Kitty's just told us about a little 10-mile run. Let's go straight in with the marathon
10-mile
chat.
Run. Honestly, I've had it's been like a complete lifestyle 180. It's absolutely mad. I started with the PT last year and I love him so much. And so I was just like, I can do this. And I've been on my little fitness journey, my calorie deficit. And then Jeremy Joseph, who runs Heaven Nightclub in London, he was like, would you ever do the marathon? And I was like, okay, yeah, why not? I'm a yes person.
Oh, my God.
I can do it.
You're a girl that can't say no.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. And so I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Thinking, I've never ran. I can't run a bath, you know. I can't do any of it. So I was like, okay, sure, if you can train me. And now I've got my first half marathon next weekend, the big half.
What?
1st of September, 13.1 miles.
But you'll piece that because you've just done 10 miles.
Just 10 miles
coming
this morning.
Into this interview.
I know.
I love that she said, I've just done 10 miles.
Yeah. And I'm like, who am I? Because this was never me before. I was always like, I couldn't do any of it.
How many miles is a half marathon there?
13.1.
What? You'll piss that.
Yeah. And like today, they were like, okay, do you think you could do another 3.1? And I was like, easy. Easy peasy.
You do that before.
I could do it now. Exactly. Yeah. I could go. I'm good. I'm good for it.
The only thing I ever got up and done on a Wednesday of 10 of was Benson and Edges. I don't smoke now, but I think I've barely done a mile in my life. I'd love just the one thing, but like you say about PT, for me, it was a bit of a game changer for me, kind of finding, because I was late to the party. Yeah. All the boys at school was going up White Hart Lane or West Ham. I was going with Ryland. Do you know what I mean? It's a shock. Kitty nearly fell off her chair. I was the boy that I remember doing PE. I cried because I got my football boots muddy.
Stop it, Bobby.
I blame the OCD for it, but I was cleaning them.
That is so sweet.
I thought, no, I'm going with Ryland. They're going football. But I think because I've never been part of that sporty or aerial part of that world. I was never part of that world. So when it's good for the mental health.
Yeah, completely, completely. And it clears my mind. I love swimming anyway, so I would swim anyway. But now
I love a swim.
Swimming every day, I love it. And I'm just like, it's just so good for you, for your mental health. If you're having a day of it and you're I'm so all the things, it's like, I know I can go for a run. I can go for a swim.
There's a difference. So I can go to the gym and I can do a swim, but I don't think I could run up. I mean, I've got a fucked up knee or what's happened, but I don't think I could, love to put headphones in and just run and go.
That's it. And do you know what I found is the biggest thing is running with other people. That has been oh my God, because I just talk. And I love a chat. So I'm just there oh my God, have you seen this about her? Oh my God. The whole way around. It was an hour and 40 minutes this morning. I was chatting the whole way.
What do you go around? Is it Kelly Holmes going around?
Well, that's what I go in my head.
Is that what you run around the track? Or you literally run 10 miles only in 25?
Around the streets and everything. We went around Hyde Park and then it was that's not far enough. So we'll go down to Hammersmith, back past
So you're just doing laps of a school field.
No, I'd get so bored if it was that.
Yeah, it would be too boring. Fair play to you. So all this fitness now, it must be a walk in the park when you're going back doing Drag Race.
I know. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Back to RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh my God.
She's back.
Are you excited?
So excited. But what I find so weird is we filmed it so long ago and I'd started my health and fitness journey, but like viewing it back now, I'm like, oh my God, it's like watching a different person.
Really?
Like seeing myself there, I'm like, it's always different. Like when you watch it back and you're like, I don't remember it like that, you know, like, because it's from a different perspective. It's from like the camera's point of view compared to like the version in my head that like I've made up. Yeah. The DeLulu life, it chose me.
I get what you're saying. Yes.
So it's weird anyway, watching it back, but then like actually like reliving it and thinking like, oh my God, I look like a completely different person. Like, I was 3 stone down then and now I'm 7 stone down. So it's like,
wow, worlds apart.
Do you feel like a different person too?
Completely, like completely. Yeah. Like it's wild. I stopped drinking and everything. What? I'm like, yeah, it's mad. But Drag Race, that's what I'm here to talk
drag
about.
Race,
oh my God.
Let's talk, how's Ro doing? How's that bitch? I love her.
Oh my God.
I wish she's fun. Isn't she the fun? She's a ledge.
Yeah.
She needs a knighthood.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can
all
we
of it.
Yeah. American people?
We let's should. Do it. We should.
We'll bring it in. Let's
do it.
In the fold. Let's
exactly.
Do it.
Get Meghan Markle
only right.
On the phone.
Right. Yeah.
Let the Americans in, I say.
But no, it's been amazing. And like, it's just so great to watch it all back. And it was so much fun. It was so fun. Everyone's always like, would you ever go back to Drag Race? And like, for the longest time, I was like, I don't know. Because like, I had such a good time doing Drag Race UK. And it was like, I don't know, like, will lightning strike twice? You know, it's like, I don't want to go back and like, ruin like what fun I had. And like, it's all that thing of like, especially being like a competition, and it's like people are being sent home. It's like, well, this could damage my career. Like, what if I'm like, and like this week's episode, it's like when elimination starts. So it's like,
we love
am I gonna be the first one to get the chop? Who knows? It's like, but also oh my God, I'm literally like, I'm like, don't worry about your questions, I can just go.
You've hit me on the head, and I so get that when people talk about would you return to things. Like, and you kind of sometimes want to park things.
Yeah.
Because I've seen things as like chapters in books.
Yeah. Exactly.
Evolving and growth. Yeah. But I'm intrigued because I put myself in your situation whilst I'm writing my questions, even a professional. because I could kind of, I don't know if this is like crazy to say, I could answer this in two ways, but do you think it was harder the first time round? Because you didn't
100%.
Know what to expect.
Yeah.
Or is it harder the second time because there's something to lose?
Well,
fucking Einstein.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, get me. Who do you have to be to get it? But what am I, a philosopher's stone? Harder or easier, kid? Good question, eh?
That's a really good question. I think easier... getting ready the second time, because also when I was getting ready the first time, we were in COVID, we were in lockdown.
Oh, right.
All the shops were shut.
Still wearing masks and gloves.
Exactly, it's like PPE. all that crap that we can leave in the past, thank God. So that was hard. And also it was my first like TV job, you know? So I was like, I had no idea going into it. Yeah. Going back, I was like, I know what to expect now because I've done Drag Race, I've done other TV stuff, you know. It's like I've been round the park.
Yeah.
I know I've been round the block.
We've
even.
Heard.
But what made it so hard this time was like, so there's 12 queens from all over the world, 10 of them were finalists on their season.
Fuck, that's precious.
And it's like, compared to like every other All Stars, it's like, oh my God, the level is so high. Oh,
did
so,
you find
so
that
high.
Hard? Like being that level?
And also, here's the tea, I hadn't watched hardly any of them. So it was like going in, and everyone's watched Drag Race UK. I know like that's so bad.
Yeah.
But so everyone's like, oh my God, Kitty. And I'm like, hi.
Hi, hon.
Hey, babe. Hi, darling. You look nice, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know that
going,
trick.
Honey.
I know that trick,
and then also, because they're like, oh, okay, like, they all like, have the jump on us. I'm like, I've not got any idea, like, what you do or what you do. Wow. But it's like, oh, my God. But I knew, like, the level was going to be harder, but it was amazing.
So do they get your British humour then?
Well, do you know what I found this week? So also, like, in the first episode... as like one of the like breaking the ice things, I'm here like, right, let's play Shag, Marry, Kill. I would do, and like, I remember everyone being like, oh, I don't want to kill anyone. I don't want to kill. And I was like, no, but it's a game. So you're like,
Shag, Marry, Kill.
And the amount of people being like, why do you want to kill her? I'm like, oh, you've never played Shag, Marry, Kill, hun. You've never lived. It's oh my
are
God.
Are they too sensitive? I find Australians are a bit insensitive.
Oh no, the Australians, they love it.
No,
they love it.
Yeah. When I lived in, maybe it's the people living in Perth, but I've gone just dragging a whole country.
It's the Australians.
But when I was doing like the dry humour thing, they didn't like it. I was thinking maybe Americans are a bit like
I think the thing is, I think as a country and a community, the British sense of humour is so dry.
Yeah.
And I think, but also I think that's what makes us. Yeah. I think that's what makes like British like people and the sense of humour so incredible. So that's what I really wanted to show. Like going on to Global, I was like, right, I'm the only UK queen here. I need to show what we do and we do best. And it's the humour for me.
Well, Shuffles, as the only UK queen, and just in general, and I would say from the UK, on the completely, this is our home, our manor. But when you watch other drag races, like for me, I mean, I'm
never
21. I don't
never
know how old you are. I'm 21.
Maybe I'm 72. Yeah.
So for me, though, like, and I don't say this in a derogatory way, but there's certain countries that are famous for having centres of drag queens and things, which would quite clearly be a geezer that had been down whatever supermarket, high chain shop, whacked on a dress, like a cheap Halloween wig, and like shit, Claire's except no shade, Claire's. You ain't got a sponsorship of your own. There goes mine. But you know what I mean? Don't know about contour and beauty blenders, but it was, that's what I knew when I grew up, because I'm of that age. That's what a drag queen was to me.
Oh,
it was a geezer with every legs.
The blue blue eyeshadow, like the white, and then the black, like pencil
and
eyebrows.
And then America gets out of the Uber. Fuck me, it's Beyonce.
Oh my God, honestly.
Stunning. But drag has come a long, long way.
It's come a long way. Honestly, I could talk all night, but I've overrun.
Time.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Love, you're all right, darling. Best of luck with Marathon. We'll get you back after.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. And yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio. Now, we've just been joined in the studio by this year's apprentice winner, Rachel Walford. How are you, darling?
I'm good, thank you, guys. Thank you
How
so much for
you?
Having me.
So, oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel?
How long?
How's it feel?
It's still settling in, guys. I'm honestly being serious. It's been a very strange couple of weeks, but it feels amazing. And yeah, I can't believe what an opportunity I've been given.
Because you guys don't find out until pretty last minute, do you?
So it's common knowledge that we do film two different endings. Mm. And, you know, you are waiting almost a year to find out, which is a long time. Phil and I, Phil and I both knew we were in the final and up with a chance of winning, but we've waited until this point, really.
So what happens to the business for that year? Because if you don't know, are you still just both cracking on as normal? There's no investment at that point. There's no help from Alan.
I didn't call him that just yet. But it's a weird year, really. So I've not had the investment up until this point. So for the last year, I've kind of cracked on as usual. And there's been things I've wanted to do with the business, which I've held off doing just in case I've kind of won. But I've also, if opportunities have come my way, I've still taken them, if that makes sense. Yeah. But it's been a weird year because you can't really plan. Now it's like
it's
a
limbo.
Now it's like I almost feel quite a weight off my shoulders. I'm like, great, like I know where I'm going now this year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And always nice to see 250 grand going in the bank account.
For business purposes only.
I'm out of cold. I'm not saying you ain't booked an holiday to the long dates.
No,
I did think that was Gucci.
No, this is a River Island number,
River Island.
High street fashion.
Wow.
I love it.
So has your business changed at all then in that year from when you applied to the apprentice to now? How has your business changed and evolved?
I mean, for the last year, well, for pretty much the best part of the last year, people didn't know I was on the apprentice. And, you know, like I said, I've kind of cracked on as normal. And the business has grown regardless of me being on the show. So, you know, it's only been knowledge I've been on the show for 12 weeks. So up until that point, the business has been growing. You know, I just opened up my second site early last year, just before I went on the show. So my main focus for the last 12 months has been pushing my Harrogate site in North Yorkshire and making sure, you know, I'm getting the people in. So the last year, you know, I got out the show, finished filming on the Sunday night in London. I was back to Leeds on the Monday morning, straight back into work. And it's literally just been head down for the last 12 months.
Does Alan not know for that year? Does he still have access to your business stuff? And whoever the contestants may be, so just on a generic series, for instance, not necessarily just yours, just the process. When he picks his final two and you've got to wait that year, can he see what's happened in that 12 months? Something to sway his mind?
Absolutely. Like, you know, he can ask the questions, if that makes sense. Yeah, of course. And rightly so. You know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. He ain't giving you a tenner and a meal deal.
Exactly. I think the further I got into the process and, like, with hindsight of what we went through, you understand why that process is so tough, because it shouldn't be easy to get that 250K.
No.
It shouldn't be easy to go into business with someone like Lord Sugar. You know, you have to earn it. And I think it's really important that people know it's not just as easy as it... Well, not. I know it doesn't look easy, but it's harder than it looks. And it's a real job interview.
Yeah, absolutely. So what does it feel like when you get that phone call? Because you don't find out until minutes before filming the after show, do you?
At
the very end.
Exactly.
So you're both in your dressing rooms or the green room.
Yeah.
When the phone rings and it pops up Alan or Lord Sugar to you, what does he say on the phone at that point? He go, hello, darling. It's your lucky day. Want 250 bags?
I'd love if he said that. All right, darling.
He gets straight to it, guys. Like, you've seen him on The Apprentice. There's no messing around. He's like, Rachel, good news, you're the winner. So he didn't make me wait. There was no, you know, on the show, there's like all that momentum, and he's creating it, and he's swaying between you both. Yeah. It was like, you're the winner, and I appreciate that.
What,
you know, I'd wait nearly a year. Yeah.
What did you do in that moment when you got that phone call? Were you screaming?
I was with the lovely producer of The Apprentice, Paul. He was with me at the time. I wasn't with my family. I wasn't with, you know, any of my friends, and I found out, and it was pure shock. And I think Paul could see it on my face. I was just like, I need a minute. But I didn't actually show any emotion, I don't think, until we watched it actually live, and as in the episode last Thursday. So when I was with my family and friends, that's the first time I really, and I'm not a crier, I was bawling my eyes out. And I think, because you're with your friends, your family,
and
you
it's
see
real,
them as well.
Something tangible. When it's an episode, and it's, because when you're just in the moment and you've waited that year, so that kind of, you go from the high of filming and being on the ball all the time and that pressure. Then life goes kind of back to normal for 12 months. And then you kind of have that reality where Alan's on the dog and bone telling you he's giving you 250 grand. And then he's your business partner.
Absolutely. It's a weird year, guys. That's all I can describe it as. You know, you're waiting for potentially a life-changing moment.
Yeah.
But you also have to prepare yourself for potentially being runner-up. And, you know, I've had to think in my head, if I don't win the investment... which obviously I'm not in that position, but if I had to also think about the plan going forwards, if that was the case. And I think that's what's crazy and what probably viewers don't realise, that Phil and I have just been through for the last 12 months.
Yeah. And it's one thing to people that invest in a show for 12 weeks, it's 3 months of their lives, and then people crack on to the next thing. Do you know what I mean? But for you, it's not just a show, it's a life. It's your livelihood. There's
absolutely.
So much more than just a TV show. And that's what I love about The Apprentice, because it's... Some people go, oh, it's a reality show, which I don't kind of know if it can fall under that. Maybe it kind of does in a way, but it's not a reality show as there's other reality shows. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, like, exactly. And, you know, Bobby, someone said to me on the show, I was so serious all the time. And that, like, this is me, you know, like, all smiley and happy. Yeah. But I was serious because I wasn't there as a joke. You know, I'd left my family. Mm-hmm. I'd left my business. Yeah. I was away for 9 weeks straight. There's no going home. There's very little contact with home. So I was serious because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a blonde girl from Leeds. I wanted to be taken seriously. Yeah. I didn't want to be the one that they all take the mick out of for giving it a go. I wanted to be taken seriously. So if that meant having a bit of a stern face on me and, you know, speaking when only to be spoken, like, that was the approach I took, and it paid off.
And the thing is, a show like The Apprentice, if you was running around the house just slut-dropping and talking filthy jokes, I don't think Alan would have picked you anyway. So there's a kind of a fine line,
There was a different life when those cameras were off, and us girls in that bedroom, we discussed everything. Right. It was literally like being back at uni. It was brilliant. It was so,
were you
so,
allowed
so nice.
To, like, have, like, a few bottles of wine, cheese, boards?
Absolutely,
like,
not.
Chat?
There was no... No.
Oh,
we were given half a glass of Prosecco if we won a task. And let me tell you, it goes straight to your head when you've not been drinking.
Because your tolerance goes down.
Honestly, I was so happy. I had half a glass of Prosecco. I couldn't wait, honestly. But
so you're not allowed to drink the whole, like, 12 weeks?
No. If you win a task, you know, you get a glass of Prosecco or whatever. But no, it's a very sober house.
Wow.
So what's the situation now? Because obviously you found out maybe a couple of weeks ago. Are you and Lord Sugar, does he just, like, WhatsApp you? Do you just wake up one day and it says Alan on WhatsApp and it slid in? Like, how does this work? Because it must be a strange situation.
I mean, I have got his WhatsApp, you know, me and Phil.
What's his photo on WhatsApp?
It's a really nice, smart photo.
Is it him in the boardroom?
No.
Have you WhatsApped him yet?
No. You know what? No, I haven't, because it's early days. Like, it's
don't take the piss.
Now it's common knowledge.
Yeah.
We can finally like get on with the working relationship and start developing the business. But, you know, I've only just kind of started working with him as of the last few days, really. Yeah. So it's all, you know, early days, and I'm looking forward to what comes of it. And, yeah, it's really exciting.
Do you have to wait till the point of winning to get a follow off of him? Because I'm guessing he doesn't follow everyone. That's ever been on the show. So I guess he strategically, to not give the game away, because as we know, we was talking about Baby Reindeer, there's internet sleuths out there now.
Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah.
And people look at, because I've had it in the past, and I know a lot of people in the public, I do, they're going, you don't follow her anymore. What's gone on
and
there?
And they think you're
falling
out.
People look at followers. So if he just randomly followed who was going to be the winner a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Phil and I got a follow a few days before the final episode, and we both messaged each other, and I was like, Mum, I've made it.
I love it.
Lord Sugar is following me on Instagram.
Has he unfollowed Phil now?
No. He loves Phil.
Oh, we all love Phil. He's a very handsome man as well.
He is.
But I wonder if he has to be seen to follow both finalists and then decide unfollow.
I'm surprised he done that, actually, because you think journalists would be all over that to see who he's following.
He waited until it was common knowledge that there was just the two of us left.
You can see why he's a multi-millionaire, but he's a good businessman.
So savvy.
He knows what he's doing. And do you know, like, your business is in fitness, and obviously you just won The Apprentice now, so both industries are very, like, male-dominated. Mm-hmm. How did you find, like, basically coming out on top in both of those industries? Like, you've just opened a second fitness centre now, and you also just won The Apprentice.
Yeah.
How does it feel like being a woman in that position?
I mean, I personally love it. You know, I think it feels amazing, and I think there should be more representation of women in the industries. I think the thing I've struggled with is not realising how much some people don't like that. And I hadn't really experienced any trolling until last Thursday when I won. And I was getting messages from men saying I'd won because I was basically completing a quota of we need to have X amount of women winners. And I think it's the last 6 years it's been a female winner. And I think
that doesn't make sense then, because surely it should be a male if we're trying to balance it.
But I think what's frustrating is, so what if it's been six women that have won in a row? That's an amazing thing.
Let brilliant. The best person win. Get the
Absolutely.
Gig.
It's, it's on skill and ability.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
gender and don't come into it.
Exactly, and who fits with Lord Sugar. And that doesn't mean Phil is a bad business person. He's got an amazing business. He's great. Lord Sugar just decided that I was the one that fitted with how he works. Mm. And I think, that was quite frustrating, because I'd had so much amazing support, and I still have it now, you know, especially in the Northern support. It's been amazing, but to have those, like, angry messages on Friday came quite a shock, actually.
I feel like these are going to be real fragile men who, their egos are just too big and the world is not big enough for them. They just need to take down
shame.
Women.
Yeah.
Isn't that
men with limp dicks. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that want to just have a tear up at people and try and bring people down in the happiest moment of your life, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
exactly,
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking so of strange. Obviously, you've just touched upon like trolling and stuff, and obviously when you win The Apprentice, it just elevates yourself and your business to a whole nother level. How do you feel? Because obviously it's quite written about it in press and on social media. Mm-hmm. It's been said a lot that in articles alleging that your business never made a profit since it opened. How do you feel about that? Is there any truth in them claims? Because this is now what I love about Access All Ears, when you kind of get a guest in, I like to put something out there and kind of give people that platform and that voice to kind of say, do you know what? This is my side. So,
100%. I really appreciate you asking me that, actually, because that was a really frustrating article to read. And I'll tell you why. So, you know, I opened my business up in the middle of COVID. So one of those financial years that article is referring to, I was closed for 9 months, okay?
Wow.
So they're referring to 3 months of trade.
Oh.
But my rent was going out every month. I had other costs, energy costs, et cetera, going out every month. So yeah, you are going to make a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other year they're referring to is the year I invested in my second site with my own retained profits, my own money that I've done myself in to try and make the second site work.
Yeah.
You know, I've invested money into the economy. So naturally, when you open a second site up or a second business, the first year, you do make a loss. That's business. You don't, that's what I advise every young person that's going into business. You won't make a profit until possibly year five. Right. It's taken me to this point in my career to make a profit in my business. Mm-hmm. And I think going back to that, like, why is the media bringing myself down when I was 27 years old when I went on the show and I was operating a business in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Mm. I kept all my staff afloat. I kept my rent afloat. I didn't pay myself at points to make sure everyone else was looked after. Mm. And now, you know, it's a completely different position. The business is profitable and, you know, everything's great. But I think, why dig at somebody who is contributing to the economy? We get such good reviews about our effect on people's mental health, mm-hmm. not just physical. Like, our big thing is helping people's mental health, which is one of the reasons I went into this industry. So I think the frustrating things about those articles are, you know, yes, on Companies House, I've got a director's loan of X amount, but that's the only person who the business owes money to is me, mm-hmm. because I've lent my own business money. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does it piss you off when you read stuff like that, or you see people, especially on certain social media, if everyone thinks that they're like, they're going to use their platform and tear people down and just spew a little bit of hatred, like, do you know what I mean? Get well soon, babes, because there's a lot of people that are clearly just nothing going on in their lives. Yeah. But when you read something or you get someone on a certain social media site talking about your life and your business and kind of bringing it down, do you get pissed off?
I did at first. And then I think time helps. And also realising, like you just said, you know, they're people sat at home with not really anything else better to do.
Yeah.
And you look at the people that are commenting, they've got no followers and they're potentially fake profiles as well.
Totally.
Yeah. And I've had, you know, I've blocked a lot of people in the last week because anybody that throws anything my way about me or any of the other candidates, it's a straight block.
Do you know what? You're dead right. Block those people because you don't want to hear that stuff and they're going to keep coming back. But my mom said to me before, Ellen, they're only going to troll people that, like, have made it. Yeah. And are doing mm-hmm. something. If you're sat at home doing fuck all, watching Netflix, Baby Reindeer, like, and doing nothing else with your life, you're...
Yeah, then people don't get trolled.
They don't get trolled. Yeah. So you know you're doing something, you're breaking the mold, you're stepping out of a comfort zone
Absolutely.
When those people come for you. So use them as a badge of honour.
It's part of the territory, isn't it? And it's something that I'm going to have to learn to get used to because maybe I've been a bit sensitive to it. And I think... Naturally, like, I've spent my life building this business the last 4 or 5 years. So when someone comes in at it, it hurts.
Yeah,
well, of course. It's personal.
It's business, but it's personal to me.
Yeah,
you know
of course.
I mean?
Because you put your blood, sweat, and tears into a business.
So I think when people misread something, or, you know, they interpret figures, which is what happened in that said article, it's really frustrating because it's like, I'm just a girl trying to give something a go here. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you pulling me down? But do you know what? I'm feeling a lot more positive about things now, and I think you have to. It comes with the territory.
Absolutely. Amazing. And that's one of the sad things about, because your whole life, as I say, is going to change now, because you're very much in the public eye. Your business partners with Lord Sugar. But trolls are always going to troll. I've spent so many years, I've campaigned for 5.5, maybe 6 years this year, going to Parliament, Downing Street, trying to change the laws on trolling, because I can't believe that it's still allowed. I'm not taking away freedom of speech. Mm. Fuck me, I have opinions.
Yeah.
We all do. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But when you're throwing death threats and there's such a dark side to it. And I'm like, when you get messages from people and the kids are taking their own lives because I'm like, life is
disgusting.
Hard enough at the minute, post-pandemic, cost of living. So if we've got kids, that, not even just kids, just anyone that's taken their own lives because of trolls, and people go, don't like it, don't log on. Our lives are all online now.
My phone should be able, we have the right to log on. Like, I avoided TikTok last Friday, Saturday, purely because I've been getting these messages through. And it's like, I get quite a lot of like leisure out of sitting on TikTok and having a little scroll.
Yeah.
But I felt like I couldn't go on because the notifications were coming through. And it's like, I've never had that.
Oh,
I used to, you know, I sit in the bath, I'm there, have a little scroll.
Yeah, having a little scroll.
I feel so chilled out. But for the first time, I couldn't do something that chilled me out. And I thought, but then you shouldn't really let them get away with it. But it's...
And do you know what, Rach? You've got to lay in that bath, throw a lush bath bomb in, and you go what? Fuck them. I'm Lord Sugar's business partner.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for
coming in.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys. You're back on FUBAR Radio with myself and Olivia.
Hello.
And we have a lovely guest. It is the gorgeous Brendan Barker from The Circle, the winner. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I still can't believe it, honestly.
Oh, my God. You won $100,000. What? That is insane.
I know.
Do you want to lend me some?
Like, same reaction.
My bank account would love that.
Totally. What are you going to do with the money?
I am using it to help pay off my mom's house.
Oh,
that is so lovely. Is there going to be any money left over for you to do something nice for yourself?
Yes, I will have a bit left over, so that's good. I'll get to do something fun.
Oh, God.
You're nicer than me. I'd be like, sorry, Mom, I know. You're on your own, sister.
I'd be like, oh, it's already gone. I spent it while I was on the show on ASOS.
I bought a new car.
Yeah, literally. My whole new wardrobe would be costing that, I think. So how have things been since you won the show?
Oh, my gosh, they've been so amazing. So, like, everyone's been so nice. I'm almost like, I don't even know if I deserve
you
all
too.
The niceness.
You won. Oh, you won, though.
You did.
That's true.
From what we've seen and what we've heard, you did a bank of job at it.
Yeah. And you know what's more amazing as well? You won as a catfish. So you you went in as your friend Olivia.
Yeah,
and she's beautiful, by the way. I've seen photos of her. She's gorgeous. So, you know, you would be like, I'm going to sail through this. But was it easy being a girl?
It was not easy. It was not easy at all. At first, I was like, I'm going to get my butt kicked. Like, I'm definitely going down.
And you were having a bit of flirt with Kyle, I think, was it, on the show?
Yeah.
Was that weird, flirting with Kyle as yourself?
Oh my God, it was so weird because I'm sitting there in this hot tub, you know, fully exposed. And I'm like, hey, big guy, how's it going?
That must have been so fun, though. It's like playing dress up as a kid. Yeah. And kind of getting to embody that imagination that I feel that you lose when you grow up. So you must have had, I'd have had really good fun doing that.
Yeah.
You must have been like, hell
yeah. It definitely was fun. I think I also had a little champagne.
Oh, yes.
So I was definitely like, I was in the zone.
That is how to do it. Do it in style. Did you find that isolating, being kind of in, is it apartments that you're in still? So did you find that isolating, being in this room and kind of having these, they're real relationships, but it's never a face-to-face. It's behind a screen and at the same time, you're also lying every time you speak.
Yeah.
So was it kind of like terrifying? I'm on my own. Everyone's going to suss me out. Like, did you ever feel isolated in that kind of way?
In your head.
Yeah.
I definitely felt anxious that people were going to like discover who I was. But honestly, like, I'm so good at entertaining myself. Like, I was doing some ridiculous things.
It drives you insane being in one of those situations, I think, when you're, like, alone. You will find anything to entertain yourself.
I mean, to be fair, I was talking to a stuffed hot dog.
There you go, exactly. But you know the way, like, you had to pretend to be a girl. Did you find it hard? Like, were you trying to use words that you thought girls would be using? And, like, were you overthinking emojis that you were using and stuff like that? Because if I was pretending to be a boy, I know I would be like, a boy wouldn't say that. That's very girly and stuff like that.
I feel like it'd be easier to pretend to be a girl as like a boy than it would to be
a boy.
I could not pretend to be a boy. I'd be like, how do men speak? I don't
know. If anybody brought up sport, I'd be like, sorry, what?
Football, and that's right. Yeah.
I mean, luckily, like, we didn't have any like serious like big subject like girl talks, because I mean I don't know what it's like to be a woman. Like, I could have never pulled it off if there would have been anything about, you know, like reproduction or anything like that. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a girl.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine if one of the girls like messaged you and was like, oh, I'm on my period. So
bad.
I'd
just be like, oh, same.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, same. It's so awful, isn't it? Pass the hot water bottle, girl. Like,
oh my gosh. The cramps are killing me.
Yeah. You got it down. I believe you. See, he's good.
And that respect. See, when you walked out and obviously faced everyone else and revealed that you were a catfish, how did that feel?
Oh, it was honestly, it was one of my favorite moments, because I was so excited to like see Kyle's reaction when he found out I was a guy.
What was he like? Was he shocked or did he take it well?
Oh, he was so shocked, but he was such a gentleman about it. Good. Like, he literally, his face was like just jaw on the floor. But he was so sweet about it. He was like, I'm married, so don't worry.
Ah, wait, he was married and flirting
and
with you?
You?
I know.
Some Nicole has his wife.
Dirty a dog. He deserved everything he got.
Yeah, too right, he was catfish.
Yeah, exactly. So were you nervous at any point that when you do reveal yourself that anybody might be upset with you or that you've hurt somebody's feelings?
I was a little nervous about it, but also I felt like I was so genuinely myself that I didn't feel like I really was mean or like I didn't really overly lie to anyone. So I kind of felt like if they're mad, like they're just mad because I made it.
Yeah. So did you use elements of your own life then? Like, because I suppose then it would be easier to keep up with the lie if you're actually not lying about your life, but just who you are as a person.
Yeah, so I definitely was, I ended up, I think I started trying to be Olivia and then I ended up just being me, like using her face, which made it a lot easier, which is why I excelled so much more after those first few episodes.
So yeah, do you think though, you know, so did you choose to be Olivia? And then if you were basically yourself behind her face, do you not think you could have won as just you? Do you not think Brandon would have won?
I get that question a lot. I definitely think it was a possibility I could have won as myself. But I think being Olivia gave me another element. Like, I was able to flirt, you know? Like, I was able to kind of use that to my advantage as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I felt like, you know, being her was the best decision. I just wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
Totally. I suppose touching on what Olivia said, like, there is a thing called pretty privilege. I'm seeing it a lot on TikTok and people are saying pretty people get further in life and, you know, people trust them more when you have a pretty face. Do you think Olivia, being Olivia, helped in the initial stages before people got to know you? Do you think her pretty pictures and everything made people kind of just trust her a bit more?
I think it was her smile and stuff like that. I think Olivia comes off as so like just normal. She's gorgeous, but she's not threatening.
Yeah.
So I really think that's what it was. People were like, I see this really nice, like pretty girl, and she just doesn't look like she's a threat.
Yeah. And have you stayed quite close with the cast after the show?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my God, I love them so much.
Who are you closest to?
I'd have to say probably Kathy and maybe a big surprise, but Miles and Jordan.
Oh, nice. Do you all have a WhatsApp group?
No, so we have a giant text group. We have a giant group chat. We call it the circle chat.
I love it.
It must be so weird though, because you're like used to being behind these kind of like screens and then you are still, it's like, am I being catfished still?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know whether to trust them or not.
I know.
Who knows who you are?
If I was you.
It might not even be your number.
That's it. If I was you, I'd put my profile picture as Olivia in the chat.
Literally, just to mess with people's heads. And have you watched any of...
I will say in that chat, at least, it is all us for real.
Well, at least, you
at
think.
Least that. You
that's
think.
That's what you think.
That's true.
Have you watched any of the other series of The Circle? Because obviously, since Netflix have bought it, it's an American series really now. But I love the UK version.
Yeah, obviously.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I need to watch it.
Oh my God, you need to watch it. It's so good. I think you're the second catfish to ever win.
Yeah.
And the last UK series, a girl won pretending to be her, I think it was her friend, and he was in the military.
I think I seen this one, yeah.
And it was like And see, I was even surprised she won because I thought, was it Manrika, who now is on like TikTok? She's quite well known on TikTok. And I swear, I thought she had it in the bag to win.
Yeah.
And then that girl won as a catfish. And I remember being gutted.
It turned around.
And then it
so
kind
quick.
Of just disappeared from our screens. Yeah. Even though I was hooked on it.
I wonder if they're going to be working on a new one, because it is one of those binge worthy shows where you just get roped into it.
100%.
And it's almost like it's by chance. Do you think like having a game plan you can win? Because I know people go in with a game plan, but as the show goes on, I feel like that kind of falls by the wayside and a lot of it is by chance.
Yeah, I think it's very, so I think there's a ton of strategy. And I also think like there is a slight bit of chance because you're banking on the faith of other people. So you're like, you're banking on them actually trusting you. And that's the part that makes it like a little bit of luck, because if they don't actually trust you and they just tell you that, then you're not going to make it further.
And do you ever think back on it and reflect and go, oh my goodness, talking about chance, if this didn't happen the way, I whacked my microphone, it's probably coming through your phone like that. Do you ever think back on it and go, if that didn't happen on that day, the way it happened, I would never have got to this point, and then I never would have won, and I wonder who would have won. I do that all the time. I look back on like Big Brother, and I go, if I left on this day, it's so weird that sometimes you kind of feel like chance and luck is on your side.
Yeah.
Or am I just delusional?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, they're rewatching it, I was like, oh my God, that's why I got to this point. And then it was just like, you kept seeing like, oh my God, if she wouldn't have done this for me, then, you know, this would have happened. So definitely rewatching, I'm like, wow, like the pieces just fell together perfectly. And I was able to have the right conversations to make those pieces land where they needed to.
Insane. It's amazing. It's so weird, doesn't
it? It's so strange. Like, when you watch it back then, is there anything that you think, like, that you were shocked about seeing that you kind of forgot that happened while you were in the show?
Absolutely. So watching it back, I was like, wait, QT was trying to get me out the whole time?
Yeah. Are you like, I want vengeance then?
I was like, girl.
Are you just going to kick her out of the group chat now?
You did win. You've got the power.
Yeah,
you've
literally
got the power. But what? Speaking of QT, do you think that the kind of romance that she had with Miles is going to work on the outside world? Is it working?
I really hope it does. As of right now, it kind of seems like they're really kicking it off. So woo! I really hope it works, because they're both great, and I think they're fun for each other.
A showman's, we
showmans,
love it.
We love a showman.
The nation loves a showman.
The problem is they rarely last. They last for the few months. If I'm going off Love Island, in a way, they last for the few months, and then when it all dies down, they move on.
I suppose it depends. Yeah. You get like the one in how many.
Yeah.
The one in how many will last.
Stick.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Brandon, you have to watch. As soon as you're off this, it looks like you're in work.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
So I'm actually at work right now.
Yeah,
I'm like, is this lunch break? And he's like, I'm like, Bar Radio.
He's in scrubs, guys. I know you can't see because this is probably going to be a podcast, but he's in scrubs.
I am literally hiding in a closet at work in my scrubs talking to you. I was like, I can't miss this.
But I love that. My God. I literally love that you've just won the circle and there you are back. In your scrubs, mucking in. He's paying off his mum's house.
There you go.
Someone send this guy to heaven.
Literally. Oh.
There's a place in heaven for people like you. I won't see you there. I'll be down burning in hell. But enjoy it. Have a cocktail for me.
I know. I would not be going back to work if I had just won like 100K. Fair play to you.
I know. What
do you?
I just feel like, you know, like, yeah, it's amazing and stuff like that. I hope I get to do more. But also in the meantime, like, I still love helping people like this. So I don't know. It's like, it's for me, it's like, I love my job. I love entertaining people as well. Mm. So if I can do both, I'm going to try.
I love that.
Oh, that's so nice. But after work today, you have to watch. Watch. You have to watch. Yeah. Watch some of the UK Circle. You need to feedback your thoughts on it.
Yes,
because there was also the celebrity one. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that?
And I don't think
Nadia
so.
Nadia from, is she from Loose Women?
Yeah.
And one of the other Loose Women were pretending to be kind of like a reality star called Gemma Collins, and they were sat in the apartment in caftans. It was iconic, honestly.
Oh my god, I love
I would
it.
Be intrigued to know your thoughts of whether you think UK versus US,
which is well, he's biased now, so you're probably going to say, obviously my season, it's the US.
But don't watch it as Brandon, watch it as Olivia, and give us your opinion based on the fact that you're not Brandon while you watch it. You are Olivia.
So, I think they did it before in season two with Chloe, but I think they need to have more crossovers.
Yeah.
Like more crossover with, you know, maybe UK Circle and, you know, American
All
Circle.
All the winners. All the winners. Yeah. Oh my that would goodness. Be a good one.
Like a champion An of champions.
An all-star
but then the
circle.
It would have to be so top secret. Yeah. And you couldn't know that it was champion of champions, because then you would know straight away if someone's
who's
a catfish.
Who's who? Exactly it. Oh, God.
We're so, all catfish. Like, Brandon, what if we were all catfish?
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. If everyone was catfish.
Sign me up.
You could be I'll dogs be and pets that. And stuff. That would be an easy way to, like, shield who yeah. it is.
Oh, my goodness.
If you
oh
could
goodness.
Do any other reality TV show in the world, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I love Big Brother so much. Yeah, I think it would probably be Big Brother. I think yeah. that would be so much fun. Yeah.
You know, Olivia done Big Brother here in the UK.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Oh my God. Listen, girl, get them on. I'll come to the UK.
Yeah, you would you love go. It. It was so much fun. Unfortunately, I wasn't as lucky as you. I came second and missed out on the money, though.
Second, so close as well.
Mm-hmm. You were right there. Oh my God. I think I would have fought somebody.
Listen, at the time, I was just excited to make it that far. It's only now I'm like, damn.
Damn it.
Where was that 100K, yeah. man?
Oh my God.
But it's fine. Right? I'm just vibing. Yeah. And I'm chuffed for you.
I love it.
I can appreciate the fact that other people have 100K in their bank account.
She's not bitter at all.
Not
there's
at
steam.
All. But
there's steam coming out of her ears.
After you've finished paying off your mum's house, if you want to send some money to the UK for my new car, yeah. let me know.
I got you, girl. I got you.
And final question before we head away, Brandon. You're going to pay off your mom's house, which is lovely. What are you going to get for yourself? Are you going to go on holiday? Are you going to buy a car? You're going to send Olivia a car? What's the story?
I definitely think we're going to plan some kind of like friend vacation. So I'm thinking maybe beach house.
Wait, are you going to pay for all your friends to fly to the beach house?
I think I might. I think
that's too generous. That is too generous. Buy yourself some nice new holiday clothes and let them pay for their own flight.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the deal. I'll pay for the house and they can pay for their transportation.
Right, that's fine. Just pick somewhere
Meet
local.
Them in
they
the
get
middle.
A bus.
Exactly. Yeah. They can slum it.
Yeah.
You live the high life. That's you deserve it.
You earned it, fair and square.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, it was lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you.
Yes, you guys are amazing. I could talk to you all day.
Listen, we could gab for Britain on here.
Totally, totally. Lovely to meet you.
Bye. Bye.